You are now listening to the Victory of the People podcast.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Victory of the People podcast. Hope everybody is having a good week. Hope everybody had a good weekend this past weekend. I am coming to you on Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Again, I hope everybody had a good weekend. I want to thank my daughter for that beautiful intro. I asked her to do that just to see what it sounded like. I liked how it sounded and asked her if it was okay, and she said yes. And I told her, you know, if anyone listens to the podcast, her voice is going to be the first thing that they hear. And then I told her not to worry about it because I think only 3 people have listened to the last one, so she has nothing to worry about. But again, I want to thank her for that. So, again, I hope everybody had a good weekend this past weekend and your week is going well as well. Just go ahead and talk about a little bit of my weekend. Nothing really happened Friday through Saturday, but Saturday was just a relaxing day. Friday was just, you know, the end of the work week. Sunday, though, went on a St. Paddy's Day hike. Yes, I said hike, not bar hopping or drink, you know, green beer, this and Irish car bombs or whatever those drinks are called. I'm not really sure, but no, there was no drinking. This is a dry March, but me and my friend went on a hike with the No Worries Amigo Hiking Club. It's a hiking club that I've been on 2 hikes so far that my friend, she introduced me to. You could find them on Instagram at No Worries Amigo Hiking Club. Look it up. It's pretty cool. It started by this guy named Jeff. He started this hiking club. I'm not sure how many years ago, but he did it because he was suffering from depression and anxiety, and he went on a hike and he said it kind of just changed everything for him. It was a powerful thing that he experienced, and he just wants now to bring others along with him to experience the power of hiking, the strength and power of nature. And I was one of those people who would knock it before I tried it. I never thought I would hike. I thought it was dumb. I didn't get the point about hiking. And now, you know, this was my 3rd hike I've ever went on. I actually wore some actual hiking boots this time, went and got some from Columbia. They had a great, great sale at the outlets. So picked up some hiking boots there. The 2 previous hikes I went on, I was wearing steel toe work boots that I had previously. And since I didn't have any, like, you know, boots to wear, I wore those because I wasn't going to wear shoes on a hike. I didn't know what to expect. This hike was a 6-mile hike at the Castle Rock State Park. And it was just a beautiful day out here in California. It was just beautiful on Sunday. You got to dress in layers for sure because in the morning it was cold. It started at 9. We had to meet up at 9 o'clock. And so, you know, I wore these little legging things that I got for when I was going to work out a long time ago. And I just threw some shorts over it and wore a nice Kelly Green A's t-shirt. And I threw a gray sweatshirt on because it was going to be cold. Wore a nice A's hat and some sunglasses, and I was ready to go. So we got there a little bit after 9. And what happens when you show up, it's just a group of really nice people, just real friendly. We get there and everyone's kind of introducing, saying hi, saying, you know, happy St. Paddy's Day. They had all sorts of little gear we could wear, some like little headbands with 4-leaf clovers on it. I wore a green mustache and a bunch of green beads I wore as well. I got some sunglasses, but they didn't fit because I was wearing my sunglasses. Yeah, they weren't really sunglasses, like some glasses that said Irish over it. And it was pretty cool. Everyone was very festive. And when we get there, you know, you want to, They have someone lead stretches. They talk about who's going to be the lead, who's going to be trailing the pack, the group. That way, you know, anyone who's straggling, you're waiting for them and hanging. It's very organized. It's very nice. Like I said, it was a second time I've hiked with them, but third time overall hiking, and it's just a great experience. And when you hike with the No Worries Amigo Hiking Club, they do like this wellness shot in the beginning, really kind of to jumpstart your day, jumpstart the hike, get it ready to go. And when I first, the first time I hiked with them, excuse me, I saw that, oh, there's going to be wellness shots. And for whatever reason, I immediately thought it was going to be like a shot of alcohol before you go hiking. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. All right, cool. I don't know why I thought that. You know, I've never hiked. I'm not the biggest wellness person in the world, but so it's definitely not alcohol. It's a wellness shot of apple cider vinegar and I think kombucha or something like that. I'll try to get some facts on that and see what's actually in there. But you definitely, when you drink it, it definitely wakes you up because it's just one of those things where you're just like, oh my goodness. And it kind of sticks with you, hangs out with you there for a while. But that's the wellness shot. They do it every time they hike, and that was the second time I was hiking with them, and that was the second time I've ever done that. I imagine that'll be the only time I ever take that kind of shot will be with the No Worries Amigo Hiking Club. And so you take that, someone leads stretches because, you know, you want to stretch out. And then we get started on the hike, and it's just it was just an amazing thing because you're out there in nature and you're just hiking, and right off the bat, it's just straight uphill and it's already kicking my ass. Like I'm already dying, going like, oh my God, this is, you know, as you can tell, my voice is a little gone. I'm kind of getting over some kind of like little cold or whatever. So naturally I went out there anyways and just breathing heavy. And it was, you know, it was tough right off the bat. So all you're really thinking about is one foot in front of the other. Am I going to make it? Oh my God, I'm going to die. And then as we start, we pass a sign that says, you know, wildlife on the trail, and it's rattlesnakes, mountain lions. So immediately I'm thinking I'm going to have to fight off a mountain lion today. And because, you know, I've watched enough movies and TV shows, I definitely know how to handle, you know, a mountain lion. You know, I'm going to juke left, move right, you know, get him in a chokehold, and that's the end of it. But, you know, everyone's making fun of me because I was bringing up the mountain lion thing. I would hear a rustling here or there, and I would, like, shoot my head to one side or the other because I'm thinking, okay, that might be a mountain lion. And so that was kind of the joke of the day, but overall, it was a beautiful hike. The elevation, I think, was 1,100 feet is what we hiked up. And for someone who's never been not really a hiker yet. Well, I mean, I guess I'm a hiker now. I got hiking boots, but it's just the, you know, there's nature there. It's, you're out there with a group of people all there for the same reason and kind of just having a good time interacting and just hiking and trying to get through the trail. You know, you're breathing, you're one foot in front of the other, you're making sure, I'm making sure I'm not falling off a cliff. You know, I'm a big time worrier for some reason. I always think like the craziest things are going to happen. Now I say it out loud, but like, I mean, I don't know if I think they're really going to happen, but mentally I'm like prepared for it. So aside from not really thinking about anything else, hiking makes you think about like what you're doing on the hike. Like while I was there, I wasn't thinking about anything else. And I think that's the beauty of hiking for some people. Like when you're out there, you have so many things going on in life. There's so many things that could be bringing you down or, you know, holding you back or that is just weighing you down. But when you go on a hike, it's definitely, you're not thinking about that. You are just on the hike. You're on that journey with friends, and you know, when you're part of the hiking club, you know, you are family because you start seeing the same people come out there every single day. Then you get new members and it's exciting. And we're going through and they split up the groups. It was a large group. I think it was probably like, I don't know, 30 or 40 people in the hiking club there that showed up that day on St. Paddy's Day on a Sunday, which I think is a great turnout considering, you know, it's a holiday. A lot of people like to do the drinking and all that other stuff. But So you're going to the hike and there's just a lot of good views, and they set it up nicely where they split it up, and there's certain spots throughout the hike where you can take pictures and photo ops, and we take big group photos of everybody, and I mean, it's just a really good time. And it just got me to thinking, you know, for Jeff, this was kind of an outlet for him that he discovered that it helped him relieve some of that anxiety and some of that depression that he's going through. And, you know, it's outlets are good for everybody. I think everybody needs an outlet. And I was just started to think about, like, what did I use, you know, growing up or even now or up until this point, like, what do I use as an outlet? And for the longest time, I think as a kid, I mean, I played sports all the time. I played baseball when I was 5. And when baseball was over and I was old enough, I played football. So sports kept me busy a lot. And I think as a kid, I probably that was my outlet. So since I was doing it all the time, I was always having an outlet. And, you know, as I try to think about my childhood, I've been trying to think about that lately because sometimes the memories, I don't remember everything, you know, about my childhood. I mean, I'm only 40, so it always worries me that I don't remember every little detail about my childhood and stuff. But nothing like really stressful ever comes to mind when I think about it. But a lot of my memories are sports. I you know, all the things that I did when I was playing sports and all the little accolades I got when I was playing football and baseball and stuff. So sports was, when I was younger, was definitely was an outlet. But, you know, as I got older, I stopped playing sports and, you know, I played video games a lot. Like, I was a big-time video game person. You know, so I think when I got older and I wasn't playing actual sports, I was playing video games, which is, I played sports video games. I'm not really good at the first person shooter, or I'm not really good at the fighting games anymore. I mean, I was decent, but I played, you know, sports games. I, you know, started when it was Tecmo Bowl when I was a kid. And as I got older, you know, I think everybody has heard of the video game Madden, and, I played that heavily. I loved that game. I love sports. So, you know, whenever things were kind of, you know, maybe I didn't have a job at the time, you know, when I graduated high school, my parents got divorced, and, you know, I'll dive into that. But, you know, playing video games was kind of an outlet because you can just lose yourself into it. You, for me, playing a sports game, I would go through all entire seasons, and there's these modes called Dynasty Mode that you would just, you know, you can play season after season after season, and you would just get lost in it, and you just, like, focus on, you know, the video game. And it was an outlet, for sure, but I think I probably played it too much. I mean, one thing is an outlet, you know, it's one thing to have an outlet to kind of, you know, take a break from, you know, life and adulting, if you will, or the stuff that you're about to go through, you know, especially when you're graduating high school, you need to either go to college or get a job. And those things are weighing heavily on you, so you can play video games to maybe take a break from it. But what I think I did, and I'm able to see it now as I've gotten older, and, you know, I've done some self-reflecting in the past year or so. I did it to the point where it was like an extreme. Like, I was playing video games all the time, and I was neglecting a lot of things because I think I was, like, afraid to actually face some things and realize some things. I wanted to be like, you know, oh, I'll just play this video game for a little bit to kind of keep my mind off of something. But I wasn't using video games to keep my mind off of something. I was using video games to keep me from doing things. It developed a huge procrastinating behavior in myself, which, you know, I'm slowly trying to get out of. I consider myself a hard worker, like, when it comes to working at jobs and stuff, but outside of work I tend to have a habit of being a procrastinator, and I think that developed from overusing my outlet. Like, I would just play video games all the time when I was in my early adulthood days. They're still the teenage years, you know, 18, 19, 17, 18, 19. I was in it. Also, you know, outlet, I would, you know, it was a horrible outlet, but, like, drinking alcohol, some people you know, that became kind of something I would do, but it would be like socially and stuff like that. But just finding a good outlet, I think, is key. Right, for me, video games in the beginning, I thought it was a good outlet. I was, you know, I was keeping myself from stuff. But if you're constantly using an outlet all the time, and then it becomes like the way you're gonna live. That's just like the way it is now. Like, hey, whenever something, I'm gonna just play video games until maybe hopefully the problem goes away. Maybe I don't have to deal with it, and it'll go away, and you know, that'll be the end of it. At least that's what was my take on it when I was younger, when I was playing video games constantly. Oh my goodness. It is only 4:38 p.m. here, okay? So that yawn is a little premature. And so, you know, it just had me thinking about it. You know, Jeff found an outlet for himself, and I was just thinking about outlets throughout my life and what other people do. And, you know, as I got older, I play video games, but it kind of dwindled, and then I started, you know, a lot of the times it'd be sports related. Like, I started playing golf. Golf is good. You know, I would try to play some sports and stuff like that, but sometimes the outlet, you know, it doesn't always work. If you keep doing it over and over again, it just, you know, you start searching for something. Okay, well, what can I do? And sometimes you can't find one. Like, you're trying to find something that can maybe help you take a break from things, but sometimes, especially when you're by yourself, if you're alone, like, those outlets are hard to find. And that's why I can feel for, oh my goodness, a horrible podcaster. I don't even have any water in front of me. That's just great. But especially when you're alone, or if you don't have anybody in your life, or maybe your friends as you get older, you know, sometimes they're hard to come by. We all drift apart, and we all go our separate paths, and, you know, those outlets become harder to find. And so I understand how people can get to a point where it's like, man, what am I going to do? Like, this is, you know, it can be depressing. You can feel that anxiety of like, okay, you know, it's starting to weigh on me. And I find it, having good people around you, or, you know, the like-minded people that think positive and has that positive energy, and I think that's a huge thing. And having good people around you and spending time with those people can be an outlet as well, because, you know, it's you're that positive energy, man, is a thing that I'm starting to realize is, you know, you can see it, you can feel it. It's a thing. and when you're around people that maybe don't have that same type of energy, it can weigh you down. It could just, again, another yawn, this is horrible. You can, you know, it can just prevent you and make you feel like, okay, well, no outlet's going to help me. And you know, as I've gotten older, I think just being around those people, finding those people you can be around helps you. You know, hanging out with good people, good friends and stuff, that can be a good outlet, as long, you know. So that is just something I was thinking about. Do people do that? Or, you know, what are you out there? What is your outlet when you're feeling down, or when you're feeling sad about something, or, you know, you just feel like you're struggling? And like, what do you do out there? What do you do to help you maybe take a break from it? Maybe you relax, breathe a little bit. I know some people do yoga. That's an outlet. My friend, she does yoga, and she says it helps. I was going to try, and meditation is another thing I want to try to do. I'm like starting to focus more on like myself, like, not, you know, video games is just like you're putting yourself into something else. You're like, you're putting it in a video game. You're putting your energy and your time into a video game, or, you know, you're golfing, you're focused on it, was good, but it is good, especially if it helps. Right now, for me, though, I've been starting to try to focus more on, you know, internally, like my mental health, physical. I'm trying to work out more. I want to eat better. You know, it's a lot of things that you'd want to do, and I'm trying to make a conscious effort to do those things, and that's helping me look at certain problems, certain issues that I have, because just like everybody else, I have things that I'm going through that, you know, it feels so heavy, especially, and then, you know, you couple that with having kids, and you're responsible for those children, and I love it. I mean, I love the responsibility, but it can be heavy. So you have to find ways to be able to cope with that stuff and in a positive way. And I find now I'm reading, you know, a lot of psychology books and things about mental health and how, what you can do about your, you know, your mind and body. I spoke about it last time. And, you know, just my, you know, my question out to everyone there and all the three people that listened to the last podcast, hopefully it gets bigger. But what do you do to help your, you know, your mental health when things are going down? Like, what's your outlet? What do you really enjoy doing? Those of you that are alone and maybe don't have any children, like, what is your go-to? I know for me as well, when I have kids, since I've had children, like, a good outlet, you know, surprisingly, is your kids are very good at helping you realize that, you know, some of these problems, some of these issues that you, you know, that are real issues, but they, kids will help you realize that they're kind of small in the grand scheme of things, that, you know, if you're healthy and your children are healthy, like, you, it helps you realize that, you know what, it's not as bad as it may feel, and that, you know, as long as you just keep pushing, man, it is, and stay positive, I mean, it does help. It took me a while to realize that. It took me a while to really grasp that idea that, you know, that you can, you know, that you can make it, that things aren't always going to be how they are. Sometimes you do feel trapped. You feel like, man, ain't no way getting out of this. But for me personally, is, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I was able to stay positive, stay true to yourself. Even if people don't believe in you or don't, I mean, it's hard when people don't believe in you, or if they don't give you that, you know, they don't give you that motivation. You got to be able to motivate yourself, and, you know, that's just the thing with outlets. So I was curious about how other people deal with it. There's a comment section for the podcast if you're on Spotify, so just leave a comment on how you deal with things. What's your outlet? What's your go-to when you need to just kind of release some stress and stuff? For me, I mean, right now it's people, and, you know, really self-healing, I think, is the start too. You got to really start healing yourself. You got to love yourself, man. And it's like, it's for real. You got to be comfortable in your own skin, and you have to realize that, you know, it starts with you. And then once you start feeling good about yourself and you really know what direction you want to go in, like, it starts radiating off of you. Other people feel it. They see it. Positivity is contagious. And you just got to definitely, you know, just stay with it. Those of you out there that are struggling, just continue to stay positive. Find things that you enjoy doing. God damn it. I wish I could edit that out. But yeah, outlets are good. And I hope everybody out there has something that helps them get through some stress for a small amount of time. Like, just kind of take a break from it. But, you know, the best way to get through things is just tackle it, game plan it. If you're competitive, take it as a competition. If you're struggling at work or you're not hitting your goals, you know, take it as a competition. That can stress you out. Work is a huge stressor. Like, it that kind of stuff is, there's part of the book that I'm reading, the Myth of Normal. They talk about stress is related to a lot of illnesses and sicknesses. I mean, that mind-body thing is for real. They're connected. So if you're stressing out, like, actual physical ailments will start happening, like cancers and certain autoimmune deficiencies. Those things happen, and they were talking about how people out of work, there's a certain percentage of them that, you know, that the stresses of being out of work has caused certain illnesses. But the interesting thing that I found was that people that are at bad jobs or jobs that they hate, they're at a higher risk than those who don't have jobs who are out of work. And I find that that's very crazy, because how many of you work at jobs that you love? You know, everyone says find something you love and, you know, do what you love. But that is good. It is a good saying. I've heard it. But sometimes you just can't always do that. It doesn't always happen that way right away, at least. Hopefully it'll happen for me. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, obviously I would love to be in something that's sports related, but, you know, you got to make the best of it. You got to, you know, try to find the positive stuff in your job, even if it's bad, and try to change things. Like I said, take it as a competition, take it as a challenge to turn things around, change the attitude of a building. Like, I work in warehouses, so you want to try to change that attitude in the warehouse. You want to get that mindset, everybody buying in. And it starts with you. It starts, you know, everything starts with you. I think that's the key. Your happiness, your outlets, your stresses, it starts with you. You have to be able to realize that part. And that's the thing that I, you know, it's easy to say, well, this made me do this, or this is causing that, you know, like, it starts with you. You take ownership of everything. It is your life. You only have one. So you have to start with yourself, you know, the self-healing. Once you self-heal, and it opens up a lot of things. And I'm not there yet, and it's a lifelong journey. Self-healing and mental health is a lifelong thing. Like, you have to constantly work at it. You have to constantly treat yourself to those quiet moments of, you know, self-reflection, meditation, or yoga, or whatever it is you do for yourself. And it's not selfish. For a while, I thought, you know, maybe it's being selfish, you know. I don't think it is. I don't think if you take time for yourself to work on yourself, it's only going to be beneficial to everybody else around you. And again, I apologize for the raspy voice and the coughing, but, you know, I'm kind of getting over something. But that's the things that I've been working on. It started out with video games, sports when I was younger. Like I said, a lot of my memories are just sports. So maybe those sports and playing sports, and, you know, maybe my love for sports was a coping mechanism for something. But I can't really remember too much of stuff outside of my sporting things. I remember birthday parties and stuff like that. So that's kind of scary. Yes, trust me, it is. But, you know, sports and then video games. And then now it's really just about my, like, self-healing. I'm like, I'm reading up on things, and I want to eat better. You know what I mean? I ate a salad not too long ago, and I don't eat salads. Those of you who know me, I don't eat salads. And I ate a salad, and it wasn't bad. And, you know, try to incorporate my kids in that. And another thing, you know, that does help is just kind of going out and doing things you've never done before. Going hiking, just maybe in the past year or so, I just started doing things that I haven't done. Living life as I feel like I'm living life right now. Was I living before? I don't know. I think I was just trying to get by. There was a lot of things that were happening that were new, and I didn't know how to deal with them, and I was just trying to deal with them. And did I do it perfectly throughout, you know, relationships and parenting and stuff like that? No, I probably not. I probably could have done better, just like everybody else could have done better. But I realized that it was just a point in my life where I was just learning and I was trying to figure it out. And I don't think when things are like that, sometimes you don't feel like you're living, or when you look back at it, you're like, man, I didn't really do much. But you have an opportunity to go and do things, even if it's just one thing that you haven't done before. If you just do one thing like a month, you know, pick it out. Like, you know, I've never eaten oysters before, ever. And, you know, then I went and I tried oysters for the first time, and it's a funny story. I I went out with my friend. Her cousin lives out in the city, and there was, you know, oysters. They went to go have oysters, and I'm like, I've never had those before. Well, just try one. So now, again, you have people that want you to try things and that positive influence, positive energy on you. And my friend, she brings that out of me, that's for sure. So I tried it. So in my mind, turns out you can chew oysters even if they're not cooked. One, I didn't know you can cook oysters. Okay, I didn't know that was an option. I would have loved that. I love everything cooked. If it's hot, I'll eat it. You know, if it's cold, I'm always like, I'm not sure. Except for fruit. Obviously, I love fruit. Fruit is delicious. But oysters, I always thought you just had to, like, swallow the damn thing whole. Like, you see people just kind of chuck it in their mouth, and I'm like, all right, that's it. Okay, cool. So I get this oyster, and they put a bunch of stuff on it. They're like, just do it. So I go, and I try to just swallow it, and it doesn't go. And so now this oyster is, like, swimming in my mouth. And I'm just like, and they're all laughing at me. And I finally freaking get it down. And I'm like, you know, it's cool and everything, but it's not for me. But you know what? I tried it. You know, certain little things. I'm such a particular eater. All my life, I've been so picky. And I start trying new things and I feel good about it. I'm like, you know what? I tried this. It feels good. You know, you dress up when you go out. You know, I'm used to wearing just jeans and a sweatshirt, but you know, you get some nice clothes, you feel good. You get, I got in a mode, like a dad mode, where I would just be wearing pants, sweatpants, sweatshirt, wear a hat, a beanie. Like I wouldn't dress up for nothing. Do I dress up all the time? No. I mean, I dress up mostly when I go to work, but but like going out, you know, wearing a suit, you know, wearing slacks, getting dress shoes, like stuff like that, like I've never done. And in the not, you know, in recently I have been, and it feels great. You feel so alive. You feel like, oh my God. But then it also matters about people who support you and pump you up a little bit, make you feel like, hey, you know what? You do look good. You makes you want to go out and do it again and again and again. And, you know, you feel like you're doing more, and it feels good for me, at least for me. So if you can go out there and do something you've never done, and I'm not talking about jumping out of an airplane or, you know, rock climbing or something like that, but just like these little things that, you know, maybe you were interested or you're wondering how it is. Oh, I wonder what that is. You know, just go do it. Find the people that, you know, that you feel comfortable with, that bring that energy. And, you know, go out there and do something. Even if it's one thing every month or one every 2 months or whatever, I guarantee you, man, it's going to feel good. And then you start, you know, you could bring other people along and show them that it's okay, or show them new things. And it feels good because you know you're helping somebody else. And I think that's the key. Being positive as much as you can. I mean, am I positive all the time? No, I get my moments. I get in my head and, oh my God. Oh my goodness. Don't worry, everybody. I'm perfectly fine. But yeah, I get in my head. I get my moments, but you know, I have people around me that bring me out of it. They'll call me on it. They'll see it happening. Say, no. What's going on? They won't let me sit and marinate in it. You ever had those times where you are bumming? You are so upset. You're like, there's things just piling on you, like this dark cloud won't go away. And you just feel yourself sinking in. You know, you're about to dig in and just be all in your feelings, all in your head about something. But when you find a person who can notice it and wants you to talk about it, and you're so open and the communication is always there, that it does make a world of difference. So, and there's people out there. Even in your life, if you don't think so, they're out there just waiting for an opportunity. Just wondering if maybe we could talk about it and stuff. So you'll see it's a little choppy in here. I'm still figuring out the editing tools on. Gosh darn it. On this GarageBand app that I'm using this now. So it'll get cleaner and cleaner as we go here, as I start figuring it out. But really, I just wanted to talk about, you know, I think the part was like about the hike, because, you know, I enjoy hiking now, which is a trip, but it was really about the No Worries Amigo Hiking Club and kind of what that club is about, which basically kind of led me to talking about outlets and doing things for yourself and all the stuff that I talked about today. I think it's important, and it's also just important to communicate with somebody. If you have a close friend and stuff, if something's bothering you, man, like, if you're going through something and you just need to talk about it, just don't be afraid to talk. It's scary, I can understand that, but, I mean, it's good to just, you know, be able to talk about certain things that you're going through. Don't keep it inside, because that stuff will fester, and, you know, a lot of times, unchanneled stress or unchanneled anger or whatever will cause diseases in your body, man. There are studies showed, you can go do your own research on that, but the mind and body are one. So, you know, find out what your stress relief is, what your outlets are. Reach out to those people that are close to you that you trust. And hopefully that helps you out if you're going through anything. So those of you that are out there that are struggling with anything, there are people out there that are looking out for you, that are loving you, that are thinking about you, hoping that you're doing well. You know, reach out to those people, and hopefully that does help you out. I think that's going to be it for me this week. Again, I want to thank my daughter for that beautiful intro. She did a great job. I probably just reuse that, or maybe I'll get my other kids to be part of it or something like that. But I hope everyone has a good rest of their week. Like I said, this is Wednesday for me. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Stay positive and try something new. With that being said, I appreciate you listening to Victory of the People podcast, and I hope to hear from you in the comment section, and I will talk to everyone next week. Thank you.